Good morning. Today is Thursday, September the 22nd, first day of fall. It's in the air.
That's why it was so cold this morning.
Yeah, and the trees and everything else. Even had a little bit of sprinkle on the windshield coming down last night. Well, it wasn't that late, but I mean, on the windshield around Doric.
Oh.
It was like, oh, okay. It's the right time of the year.
Yep.
Right time of the year. Tony Smithers is with us from the, Eureka Humboldt County Visitors Bureau.
You got it.
I wanted to put in Greater, but that's somebody else's gig.
Unless we were Greater, we're still there.
Our quote this morning, Herman Melville.
Okay.
It's a strange feeling. No hopefulness in it, no despair. Content. There it is. And irresponsibility, but without inclination. I speak now as a profoundest sense of being, not of incidental feeling.
Is that before or after the whale gets you?
I think it might have been before, just right after he hit him with a fluke across the head. I was hoping it might be more maritime for you, just...
Well, thanks for trying.
Because you've got that, you know, kind of that gilly look about you. Tourism. Summer's over.
Is it?
The roads.
I guess it is.
The roads definitely say it also and reflect it. A lot less volume. When will you know if it was a good season or bad season?
Well, the real bottom line is when we get the bed tax returns in a few months. But we're beginning a more of an informal survey of our hotel properties just to get a sense of how they felt the season went. And remember, there's two metrics which we're always interested in, not just occupancy. Of course, the number of bodies is important, but also average daily rate. How much could they get away with charging? Both of those are very important things to keep track of.
Any early indicators
for
either?
Yes, that we are not up terribly high in occupancy, but we're up pretty well in average daily rate.
So the governmental entities will be tickled because they're getting more revenue.
Yes, those who collect the bed tax, yeah.
What is the, do you sample the retail market also? I had a couple of interesting discussions this week, so I'm not setting you up, but I'm setting you up. do you sample the retails also?
Just anecdotally.
Well, it's kind of like bed tax.
Our office is an old town. We're always watching how busy the shops seem, and we talk to shopkeepers about, did you get a lot of visitors in and that kind of thing.
What's their consensus?
There was a good to average year. Nothing really fantastic, but it was certainly solid. At least as good as last year, maybe a little better.
Okay, that's kind of what I, yeah, so-so.
Yeah.
It's kind of the sense. And the restaurateurs are the same? Which one do they parallel? I mean, those are the three big categories, right?
Right.
Which do they parallel?
They seem to be doing somewhat better, but, you know, they don't really track so much who's an out-of-towner and who's a local.
They've got their average daily counts. They know how many meals they serve.
How many covers, they say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're doing okay.
All right. KINS, News and Information Time, 8:19. You'll find out why I set him up when we come back.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:24. We have returned with Mr. Smithers from the Visitors Bureau. Tony, bed tax. Okay.
Bed tax.
Sales tax.
Sales tax.
And and restaurants are kind of the three matrix of business with a subset of tourist business or visitor business in there.
Well, there's also head counts, gate counts at the parks and that kind of metric as well.
Who does that in Humboldt County?
The national parks and the state parks do.
Okay, I've driven through Redwood National Park a dozen times. They don't even have the bump on the road. They don't know I'm there.
Well, they track the visitation at the Kukul Visitor Center on the beach there at Oryk, for one thing. And
oh, really?
Yes, and it's quite impressive. I think it's something.
That probably captures some, huh? As a base reference, I mean, we went through yesterday at 9 o'clock and the gates were closed.
Right, but
so the hours are very.
They track some hundreds of thousands of people a year going.
Well,
through
if they've got their traditional reference points.
Yeah, they have a baseline of the trend. Yeah.
So were they up?
They were. And the same with the visitor center at Humboldt Redwood State Park. South, yeah.
How about Prairie Creek?
Well, that's
because those would be the three, I would think.
Right. I don't know specifically at the visitor center there. That's in the Redwood National Park.
No, but they've got the kiosk that you have to.
Right. They got.
They actually have a measuring spot.
They do, or they have another little kiosk on the back road to Fern Canyon too. So.
The Gold Beach.
Right. Yeah. Gold Bluffs Beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Whoops. Yeah, wrong one. Gold Bluffs Beach, yeah. Yes. It's a little longer round trip. So everybody was reflecting the same thing?
Sort of preliminary, but okay, we're still waiting for the hard numbers.
Plus or minus to give your stomach an indication of what was going on.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Okay. So how does that roll over into the regular economy? I know you get asked that at the various funding entities when you're sitting down
sure.
talking with them, but is there a rollover? I mean, not the 7-time multiplier, because then you got to get into who owns what, staying here and what isn't. It'd be a good figure to have, but boy, would that take forever to find out.
What we do is a formula which has been honed over the years, but it originated with the California State Tourism Office, who worked with a consulting firm, works still, called Dean Runyon Associates, who are the experts in this whole field. And they've developed their formula of a visitor spending based upon what you do know. And what we do know, most of all, is how much they spend on hotel, motel, bed and breakfast, vacation rental, Airbnb.
Not too many locals stay at the local hotel. Well, okay. The long stay hotels.
Right. and from that, they then can look at sales tax and sort of do a cross check that way as well. And it's been pretty consistent. For an example, you would think that the highest item of visitor expenditure when they visit our destination would be their hotel stay. But it is not, in fact. It is their dining.
Food.
Their food, yeah.
Yeah.
So people spend more on restaurants and dining out than they do on their hotel. So we know exactly what our hotel receipts are. They're something in the order of $60 million a year. So people are spending somewhere north of that. Visitors are spending something north of that on restaurants.
I would think, at least based on a very small sampling size, that the goodies outspend or are out-purchased. You spend more on goodies than you do on lodging also.
By that, do you mean souvenirs and tickets?
Experiential things. Whatever it is, it's non-food, whether it's the T-shirt saying, I've been to, or whatever might strike your fancy in any of the retail settings.
Right. That is true in many destinations, but not so true in ours. And we actually have made a virtue out of the fact that we're a low-cost. Our experiences are often free. It doesn't cost you to get into Redwood National Park. Or they're very reasonably priced compared to other places. Even a cruise on the Mattakit is what, you know, a cocktail cruise is $25 or something like that. In San Diego, that same experience would be $75. You know, so it all kind of ratchets down and makes
sense. Yeah, the souvenir type things, the retail souvenir type things. I mean, even if you go to like a ball game, you're going to be buying a couple of T-shirts, a little something for ball cap, that kind of stuff. You're spending more for that than you are for the admission.
Sure.
Now, you track the admission pretty easily. The retail would be a little bit more difficult if you have multiple vendors.
Yeah. It is. And, it's a fact that the retail side of our visitor industry is not as strong as it is in other places.
Is that because, and here's the setup, folks. Is it because we don't have the options, the choices here? Or because the people who are coming here are cheaper?
Yes.
The springboard is now set. I'm bouncing high. See if I hit a 10 or if I splat and do a 3. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers, the Executive Director of the Eureka Humboldt County Visitors Bureau. It's starting to flow a little bit. So, Tony, the economic impact of tourism, you use the $60 million figure.
Right.
Okay. That's one that kind of gets folks' attention. Got it. You got the multiplier for those that are locally owned, so they're not shipping out much of their stuff. Is there a figure, a total, not annual money spent, but the big splash in the pond, the economic value of tourism? So for those that are locally owned businesses, whether it's a restaurant chain or a franchisee or an independent, or a retailer who's the local guys, not the nationally recognized brands, or the hotel, motel, B&Bs that aren't a chain but are locally, multiply that times the 7, those figures, as well as the employment base. I mean, see where I'm going, right? Trying to,
you're right.
That total big splash. Does anybody know what that number is?
We haven't really done the math on that. Well, first of all, the calculation of what's local and what's not local is pretty obscure at times. We're mostly locally owned. Even the franchises are mostly locally owned.
Right. If you have a franchisee here, okay, they're paying their fees to brand
right.
X out, but the guy writing the checks lives here, or the gal lives here, rather than one of 10 hotels that somebody owns and they're headquartered out of Ukiah or out of Santa Rosa. That one ain't local.
Right. And we don't have too many of those. I mean, there's probably a few. But the mathematics, I mean, again, going back to the State Tourism Office, you know, the number which they report of what the actual in-county spending by visitors is about $350 million. It's, you know, for the last year they had, which I think was 2014.
But that's just that first level.
That's the first level. That's people who get out of the car and pull their wallets out, and, you know, whatever, the multiplier effect. They also report on jobs supported, and that's been very consistent at about 4,700 direct tourism jobs. Those are not all FTEs, of course. There's a lot of part-time folks, and that makes that all up. But 4,700 FTE equivalents, put it that way.
Wouldn't it be interesting to get the real figure?
Well,
and to see how that does compare, because I think at this point, you know, it's the iceberg analogy. Your water line is not as low as it needs to be.
It's true. Well, you know what? I'm going to talk to the new tourism professor at HSU, Ara Packmeyer, and ask her to get her students working on that. That's a good question.
Yeah, because I would bet you've been selling yourself short, significantly short.
Right, and then how do you count the employment impact of someone who has an Airbnb? You know, it's part of their income.
Well, those guys are below the radar screen now because they're unlicensed still, right? They don't have.
Some of them are, some of them aren't. It's all over the place.
Is the county stepping up or the city stepping up and requiring the business licenses and the OSHA and the ADA and all the requirements that the rest of us have to play with?
That's all coming. First priority has been to collect the bed tax and the assessment. Then they're going to follow up with the...
Well, if I don't have to, why am I going to cough it out?
Well, that's why the county just wrote a contract with Airbnb. Airbnb is collecting that up front and submitting it to the county.
So the option is no longer there. As the county/cities, I guess the jurisdictions within the county boundaries, done an audit. I remember that was a big thing 5, 6, 10, 15, and then about 30 years ago also of, and they're supposed to be doing audits to make sure that, you know, if I come in, Tony comes in and, because Tony's more richer than I am, and he puts down $200 with $50 bills, so it's not grower money, it's real money, right? Don't need to cast nasturtiums in that area yet. You put down $200 in cash, that does actually make it into the coffer, that that is reported instead of being shunted into Fund B. Used to happen pretty regularly. I mean, everybody kind of wink, wink, smile, smile. Have they done the audits that they're supposed to do?
I know that different jurisdictions, I mean, I've had hotel members who have, you know, mentioned and you know, complained about, yeah, we're being audited. In fact, one of the complaints that I've heard more than once is that it's the unfairness of the fact that all these sort of fringe new players, the vacation rentals and Airbnbs, are not registered and not subject to the audit and regulation that a normal licensed lodging property is.
In my parlance, they're called pirate radio stations.
All right, there you go.
I mean, you know, there's supposed to be one class called lodging.
Right, and so it's not just the compliance of, you know, collecting and submitting the bed tax. It's insurance, it's ADA access,
it's safety,
fire, all those things.
Workers' comp.
Everything that a real hotel has to comply with.
It'll be interesting to see. So the county has done something to start that process, or they're just focusing on getting these taxes, and that's as far as their interest is?
Taxes first, and then we'll have to see. You know, and then the thing is, the problem is that the cities now all have to go and make the same deal with Airbnb, and frankly, they probably need to deal with other online aggregators like Vacation, VRBO.
Similar guys,
yeah. You know. So.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:42. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Tony, you've also had, in addition to this season, you've had another funding source that you've been able to market Humboldt County with. If things are going kind of halfway static, but the prices of the room nights are going up, is that called a win?
It's definitely a win. You know, the marketing is always a challenge. We have a lot of competition. People are very sophisticated, and so getting the right mix of advertising and different media. Yeah, you're going to say, well, have you tried radio?
I know. No, not anymore. I know the answer. It's not worth it anymore.
But as you say, it's not. There is another player, which is the Humble Lodging Alliance. Now, that's not a source of funding for the bureau, except for our administration overhead. But they do a lot of great things. You know, right now, in fact, there's Comcast Sports. There's TV ads during Giants games going on down in the Bay Area right now.
Well, that'll end in about 10 days, huh?
Yeah, but people are saying that they've seen them, and So you know, as the you know, this, and this we're in the fifth year of that special district, and we're going for renewal. So it's a good time, you know, to say what have we done, what have we accomplished, and it's actually pretty impressive.
Does the ripple come out into the general community, or the governmentals, even though they don't have any direct determination with this, are you getting feedback from them that they think that this is a pretty cool thing, this partnering?
They do, you know, particularly, you know, our partners at the county, because the Board of Supes agreed to be the lead agency for that special district. But in every different jurisdiction, they've seen how the local subcommittee of Lodging Alliance, you know, board members, have supported local events and activities and all kinds of things which have helped those communities.
Some things that you don't really necessarily recognize, well, like the old-time car run thing that Ferndale had.
Ferndale just had the Concours d'Elegance. That was supported by the Lodging Alliance.
Is that the old-time car thing?
Yeah. Okay. Eureka just had the Moto Envy motorcycle show. That was supported by...
What?
Moto Envy, the motorcycle show, just weekend before last, supported by Lodging Alliance.
Oh, where was that?
In Old Town, same day as the Cruising Eureka. It was...
Oh, it was part of it?
Well, adjacent to it.
Oh, okay.
And you know, all kinds of events. So I did a little tabulation to report to that board. This is just in the last 4 years. They've spent $284,000 supporting local events, $36,000 for visitor services, $79,000 for additional advertising, $165,000 in content, photo, and video development, and $174,000 in grants for economic development, like for the...
For those events.
For the Film Commission and all that kind of stuff. So
cool stuff. Keep it going. See everybody tomorrow.